Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
At a radio station a couple of weeks ago, they were like, Taylor or Katie? And I'm so out of practice because I've been barefoot for 5 years. I was like, I don't know. And I answered, and I didn't even mean what I said. I don't care. If Christina and I can make up,
yes,
anybody can.
Pink.
Hi.
Let's talk about your bizarre life.
All right. Yeah, that it is.
That definitely is. And it's been a long time coming for us to have you back. 5 years since The Truth About
Love. Which is insane. It doesn't feel that way.
Well, I guess you've packed a lot in between. The slight matter of raising one child and giving birth to another, I guess.
Yeah, takes up a lot of time.
Your VMA speech was so powerful.
Thanks.
Woke up and watched it the next morning, and for me, it meant a huge amount because I think none of us forget our time at school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all worry about kids that
are
in that position.
Totally.
Because I know there were times for me at school with issues about sexuality, gender, where my life was made hell.
Yeah.
And you don't have many people even now saying, it's okay. It's okay for this reason.
Yeah.
Was it something that you had thought about doing before you had that conversation with Willow, or was it literally just you thought, wow, this conversation is so powerful, I need to share this to a bigger audience?
I just wanted to share it for her, and I just wish somebody would have told us when we were in school that there's a world out there full of people just like you that are waiting to love you, you know, and that you just have to get through this hell, and kids are mean. My brother was the most bullied kid I've ever seen with my own eyes, and it turned me into a fighter and a person that sticks up for other people, and I don't like bullies. I don't like the mentality. I don't think one group of people can be right and everybody else has to be wrong. I don't think that's... I think people should live and let live, and for all of these reasons, and for my daughter just trying to figure out what it means to be a girl and what it means to be a human in 2017. She's 6 years old. She's figuring it all out. I wanted to be one of the voices in her world. I wanted to be one of the voices in her head. It's a line I wrote in Perfect. Is change the voices, make them like you instead. That's it's lifetime work for me. I've been doing it all my life. I'm trying to get the voices in my head to like me. And, you know.
But that has always been something that's so important about your music, though. I remember when my sister was going through some really hard times, I would send her that song and say, listen to it.
Yeah.
But have you seen a difference in Willow since you had that talk with her?
I saw what really worked was that the pictures that I showed her of the different artists and and explaining to her my experience that people made fun of me. She couldn't believe that I got made fun of.
Really?
Because I'm the sun and the moon and the stars to her.
Yeah.
And she was like, but you're beautiful. And I was like, but so are you. You know, we're all perfect just the way we are. And screw everybody that doesn't think so. And usually the person that's saying that really doesn't like themselves very much. And they're just projecting their crap onto you. So it'll be a lifelong conversation. It's a lifelong conversation for all of us. We all every day have to remind ourselves that we're good.
There is change in society, though, from the time that we were at school. I mean, there's a lot more openness at the moment about gender fluidity, about gender neutrality, about being open about people's sexuality and people not needing to
be in a box. There's a lot more conversations being had, for sure. There's a lot more awareness. There's a lot more... yeah, there's a lot, but I still think we have a long way to go.
What's your take on the debate about gender neutrality and whether you think kids being raised, because you're obviously a mum now, you know, when are kids raised too much as a boy, as a girl?
I think that there is more to life than labels, And I think that for me as a parent, specifically with my children, I want them to try everything until they find who they are and what they like, because I'm not going to keep them it's not my job to tell them what's right. It's my job to tell them to listen to what's right for them.
Absolutely.
Except climbing on the outside of the house. That's just not right. And it's something she really enjoys doing. And that's just wrong.
And respect to you at the moment, because you were doing all of this, Pink. You were launching your new album with a very small baby.
A very fat, delicious little meatball.
Who looks absolutely adorable. I've seen the pictures on Instagram. How are you coping?
He's edible.
He is.
That's how I cope, because he looks at me and he sticks his tongue out and smiles, and he adds like 6 months to my life. He gives me the 6 months back that he took the previous night screaming.
But you've got a pretty full schedule, so you're going
to
have to
do a lot of
balancing.
Yeah, don't remind me. One day at a time.
Yeah, just get through it.
One day at a time.
Is that the message?
Sometimes I hide under tables and be really quiet so they can't find me.
And this album, I guess, takes in that parenting ideal for the first time in a way, doesn't it, for you? Better life. There's a line in there, isn't there, about being a mum?
Yeah, staring in the eyes of my baby. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That song was inspired by a conversation I was having with a friend of mine who's going through a divorce. And we were just talking about social media and Instagram and how we only sort of post the good stuff. And so we tend to start believing everybody else's life is better than ours, and it's all bullshit.
Yeah,
it's not actually the case. And so that's where that better life came from.
So true, though, isn't it? But how do you get around that? Do you think?
As a truth.
Yeah,
that's part of it. You just know it. I was actually going to start an Instagram page, which was all the bad stuff that no one actually posts, like what you look like when you wake up in the morning, or in the middle of an argument, or when your baby won't go to sleep. But I didn't do it.
Quite a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Although you did do it a touch the other day when you shared a really honest conversation.
A very funny, late night, joking, honest conversation.
That you were having with a friend of yours who is a mum.
A nutball as well. She's English as well. She's a nutter butter.
And basically just talking about the fact my baby
said,
will
like,
not
I feel like he's
crying.
Messing with me. She makes me laugh.
And it had a huge reaction, though, didn't it?
Good and bad. Yeah. Mostly good. Most people were like, oh, somebody finally said it out loud. And other people were disappointed in me.
Really?
Because I'm their role model and I'm supposed to be perfect and not use bad language anymore.
Oh, ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous. Now, Beautiful Trauma, you have worked with so many brilliant writers. Mm-hmm. You also write on every song yourself this time. So it feels like it has been a labor of love. It's a really exquisite album.
Thank you.
There are some real emotional highs on it, some very upbeat tracks. And then I think especially towards the end of the album, it does feel a little bit like you're burying your soul here.
For sure.
So I mean, talk to me about the process of writing the album and what the main themes were, because it is another album about love, about heartbreak.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. It's all the many personalities that one life holds. You know, I went through a moment, I think a year there, where all I was writing was really sad, slow songs. And I'm not Adele. So I don't think anybody wanted to hear just that from me. But I just kept going. I never stopped. I kept going. I wrote over 50 songs, and I worked with a lot of new people that I hadn't worked with before, and just incredibly talented human beings. And I had a blast doing it, but obviously in the course of a day, there's a lot going on, so there's a lot to talk about, and let alone in the course of 5 years. So it just ended up being all-encompassing and all over the place. But most of my albums usually are. It's always a mixed bag of them. You're never going to turn it on from one song to song 10 and have it be the same vibe.
No, and you've also always been an artist who isn't afraid to tackle political themes as well, or themes that aren't just about your life. Mm-hmm. And obviously you come to this album where the world is in quite a bit of turmoil, I think it's fair to say.
Yep.
How did that come into the process of you writing the album?
Well, that was What About Us, and there were some other songs also. There's always so many songs left out of the final album. It's heartbreaking. But what about us? First single. That's the first thing I did was talk about what I see in the world. And
how are you feeling about it?
I feel great about the song. I feel great about...
But how are you feeling about...
I feel great about being a person that is an example of inclusion and compassion and being who you are. How I'm feeling about the world in general is... It's a really scary place full of beautiful people. You know, human beings are resilient, and there's a lot of wonderful, like I said in the song, billions of beautiful hearts. And there's bad eggs in every group, and they make it really hard for the rest of us.
The other big thing on the album, of course, and this is no surprise with you, because it is, I think, what people want from a Pink album, is love.
Yeah, love. Ah, oh, love.
But what I really sensed this time, and tell me if I'm wrong, because it's obviously your album,
okay,
but what I sensed from some of the tracks was this feeling of love is work, and at times it can be hard work.
It is.
To make a relationship right.
I think absolutely. I think to love yourself is, through your relationship with yourself, is work, and to love your family is work, especially, you know...
Oh, yeah.
All of our families. And being with the same person for a really long time, we're going on 16, 17 years now, and we've grown up together, and it's work, but it's beautiful. It's worth it. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite song is called Whatever You Want.
Yeah.
And it really is about keeping a relationship on
that
track.
That chorus just punches me in the stomach every time I hear it.
Oh, my goodness.
My favorite line in that song is, I feel like our ship's going down tonight, but you're the one I want to sink with.
That's beautiful.
Relationships are not cute. But they keep you busy.
And how do you do it? What is your...
I try to laugh as much as possible. Life is so serious. Everyone's so serious. I just try to laugh as much as possible. And we go through moments where, honestly, I look at him and I think, I've never liked you at all. There's nothing I like about you. I've never liked you. I'll never like you again. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, you look really good in this jeans. And then 2 days later, he's helping me off the ledge and telling me things that only he could tell me because he's known me that long. And then the next day, I want to stab him with a fork.
This is shuffle, delete, repeat, okay?
Okay.
And this is where we
this is where we get in trouble.
Well, it's where we give you three of your own songs.
Oh, good. Okay.
But you have
good.
To
I can insult myself.
Yeah, you've
great.
Got to insult yourself
Perfect.
And
My
make
favorite
difficult
thing to do.
Decisions.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to kick off with Pink Banners, and you've got to choose which you would shuffle, which you would delete, and which you would put on repeat.
Okay.
So the options are, There You Go. So you say you want to talk, I don't. Say you want to change, I won't. Yes, like that. Had your chance, won't take it back. Now what you think about that? Get the Party Started. Coming up, so you better get this party started. And Stupid Girls.
Get the Party Started, I would repeat. What's the other one?
Shuffle and Delete.
And what were the other songs?
There You Go and Stupid Girls.
I'll shuffle There You Go and I'll delete Stupid Girls.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You had to make a choice. And then this is even tougher, I think, because these are three of my favourite Pink songs, Pink ballads. Don't Let Me Get Me. Who Knew? And Try.
Oh, I guess I would delete Don't Let Me Get Me. I would shuffle Try, and I would repeat Who Knew.
You've got it.
Yeah?
Okay. You've got it.
Great.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, on a totally different note, pop feuds. I had to ask you about this, okay? Because right now it feels like there's a lot of these going on in the music industry, right? Okay, you've got everyone from Taylor Swift and Katy Perry and all, people rowing all over the place. What's your take on all of these
battles? I've been in them in my day, and they're not fun. Look, human beings don't all get along, but I think there also is a trend of pitting women against each other, and we're kind of set up to fail with each other. And I know that deep down, we all really, really want the other person to win. And I think what's cool about life is everybody can win at the same time. That's what I think.
Do you think there's too many?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm steaming apples tonight or if he has any in the fridge.
That is the way to be. That is the way to be.
I'm really hoping I don't have to steam new apples.
And you're not involved in any. So that's
not
the
right
most
now.
Important thing.
Just give me like 5 minutes. I almost got involved in that whole thing. And I need to it's just silly. There's, you know what? Let the politicians be the nasty ones right now. We don't need to add to that. People need to be kind.
Which one did you nearly get involved with? Katie and Taylor?
Yeah.
How?
I did at a radio station a couple of weeks ago. They were like, Taylor or Katie? And I'm so out of practice because I've been barefoot for 5 years. I was like, I don't know. And I answered and I didn't even mean what I said. I don't care. I don't care about any of it, and I didn't want to be involved in it, and I like both of them, and I think everybody should just hug. If Christina and I can make up,
yes,
anybody can.
That's Christina Aguilera, one of the most famous pop feuds of the 21st century. Yeah. It's over.
It's over. Now, it's all love. It's serious love.
I was thinking back to 2 decades ago, and I just wanted to take a moment to look at where your career has gone.
Okay.
Because back when you first launched, and you will know this, there are a lot of people predicting Pink's demise right at the start. And
oh,
thinking
they still are.
You weren't a long-term artist.
No.
And then you look now, and I just wanted to give you the statistic that your most recent album outsold Christina's, Britney Spears, and Beyoncé's put together.
Really?
That is a fact. Do you feel like you have proved those naysayers
absolutely
wrong?
Absolutely not. Everyone, just as many people still can't stand me. I'm just as obnoxious as I ever was. I'm very polarizing, apparently. Nope. I'm still just a dork. I'm just going to be a dork. No one still, like, it feels like, it's really funny. I wrote an actual speech for MTV because I don't do this a lot. I get nominated a lot, but I don't ever win. Carrie usually ends up making me like tinfoil trophies. I think they're gold trophies. Are they gold trophies?
Yeah.
And I wrote this award like, I'm still here. And Carrie's like, you sound like an idiot. Rip that up. You're dumb. Don't say any of that. I'm like, you're right. I don't really even think that.
Well, I think it. So
like, you're right. I'm not writing speeches. I just need to steam apples. Shut up.
Now, of course, it came out this week that you are going to feature on the Serve Like a Girl soundtrack.
Yes, an old song that Linda and I wrote together years and years and years and years ago.
Yeah, and so does this...
It's actually a really sad song.
Does it open the door for a collaboration with Linda Perry again in the future, do you think?
I never say never about anything. I believe that, she was a very important figure in my life that then turned into a very important person. And at the end of the day, after a while, you just let stuff go and you forgive and it's all good. No, we don't have time for that shit anymore. To hold grudges and be mad at each other.
And I also just wanted to quickly ask about your side project, You and Me, yes. Because there was such a beautiful album put out. I think it was 2 years ago now, wasn't it?
3 years.
3 years ago, my goodness. Is that something that you would come back to? And also, for that project, I believe you weren't known as Pink, you were just Alicia. Is that an idea that you could record some songs that are more folky and a less pop under that moniker?
Yeah, well, it's not my... It's not, you know, it's not... It was a separate thing we got together to do, so... I love him. He's one of the best voices and best people I've ever known. And I would absolutely do it again. I love what we did together.
And it's pretty cool that you are able to be cross-genre in this day and age, isn't it?
I don't believe in boundaries and lines and labels, so I think it's fantastic.
And even this album, I mean, there's
it's all over the place.
Well, there's one song I'm like, this is even a little bit Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, Where We Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about them when I wrote that song.
Were you really?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of theirs.
Yeah. And I think that is perhaps one of the ways that you keep versatility in your career, by being...
I'm just super interested. I love it all. I'm still listening to Bob Marley and Patsy Cline and just, I don't know, Lauryn Hill. I'm all over the place.
This is our final Bizarre Challenge. It's something everyone does, and it is our Bizarre Accent Challenge. Okay, are you any good at accents?
I mean, I used to be.
Okay, well, good. So I'm going to give you the lyrics. I don't know if you need them. You probably know them off by heart. To What About Us, okay? And you're going to start talking in your normal voice.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'm going to shout out an accent.
Oh, no.
And you will transform
I'm terrible
into
at
that
this.
Accent.
Some people are incredible at this. Okay.
Some people are surprisingly good.
We are searchlights we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars.
New Yorker.
We're billions of beautiful hearts, and you sold us down the river too far.
Australian.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken, happy ever afters?
Queen's English.
Queen's English, what's that?
Like posh, speak like the Queen.
What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust?
Scottish.
For fuck's sake. I can't do that. We're problems that want to be solved. I feel like I'm like Scrooge McDuck.
And finally, Russian.
Sticks and stones, they may break these bones, but then I'll be ready. Are you ready?
Oh, Pink, that was brilliant. You're so good at accents. I foresee a little acting
career. I'm sweating. That is nerve-wracking.
Now, look, thank you so much for being here. Beautiful Trauma and incredible album.
Thanks, babe.
And make sure that you come back and see us very soon.
I will.
Thank you so much for joining us.
That was fun.
That was amazing.
I don't know about my Russian.
Your Russian was great. Oh, I so appreciate that. And yes, I did so appreciate that interview with Pink. It's so amazing to get a big A-list star. I mean, she has sold millions and millions of albums, worth millions and millions of pounds, to be that open about so many really personal aspects of her life, especially about parenting and being a mum. Obviously, she inspired so many people, including me, with her VMA speech, because it is really, really important that we do speak out about what goes on at school. And I love how open she is about the fact that she wants her kids to grow up in a world where they're not given labels, and she wants them to be safe. But also how open she was about her marriage too, and the fact that sometimes she wants to stab Carrie Hart with a fork. That made me laugh a lot. But I told Pink this after the interview, I was standing next to Carrie watching Pink perform side of stage at the V Festival earlier this year. And despite what she might think, he was so proud of her. He had both of the kids there and was just absolutely in awe watching his wife on stage. So I think while obviously they've had a bit of a rocky road, I hope that they manage to sort it out and stay together. And I'm pretty sure it's looking that way. The album is amazing. I can say that. Beautiful Trauma. I got to listen to it a lot, and so many big, big, honest songs, very cross-genre, and I cannot wait for its release. I think Pink's a really important person to have in the music scene today. We need that real voice, that real attitude. I'm just so excited to have her back. So thank you so much for listening to Bizarre Life today. If you enjoyed this interview with Pink, then make sure you subscribe by searching for Bizarre Life right now on your favorite podcast provider. That might be iTunes or Apple Podcast or Spotify or Downcast or wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. We are there. And if you subscribe, you'll get the next episode absolutely free as soon as it becomes available. Plus, you can listen to all of our amazing back catalogue of interviews as well. We have Shawn Mendes there. We have Liam Payne, Shania Twain, Emily Sandé. So many brilliant interviews, as well as my slightly controversial one with Fifth Harmony as well, which got quite a few people talking. You can listen to that as well. So thank you so much for listening today. And please come back again for more Bizarre Life.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.